Who's Talking on Richmond Sports Radio 910. Diehard Wahoo Frank Maloney and former UVA basketball standout Jim Hobgood break down the Cavaliers each week by bringing you inside the game and behind the scenes with all-star interviews and classic Hobbo humor. Who's Talking is brought to you by Ortho Virginia, Moore's Volvo, LeClaire Ryan, the Virginia Athletics Foundation, CapTech Consulting, TheSaber.com, Hildrup Moving and Storage, Kelleher Heating and Air, Richmond Allergy and Asthma Associates, Zacharias Ganey Health Institute, and La Mer Restaurant. Now, Who's Talking is on Sports Radio 910. Here's Frank and Jim.
Good evening, Wahoos and ACC fans. This is Frank Maloney with my co-host, Jim Hobgood. Ready for a big show tonight, Hobbo?
Indeed. Ready for a big week in Charlottesville. Lots of things going on, including Thursday night, but we'll talk about that.
So, big week, UVA basketball team coming off a huge blowout win over Georgia Tech. I call that the payback classic. And then, you know, I took away a lot of positives following the close loss down at Miami, and I think the basketball team played at a very high level on the road in a very important game, and they gave the Hurricanes everything they could handle. Meanwhile, the UVA lacrosse and baseball teams continued to roll, big weekends for both those programs. And the VAF threw a huge concert with Earth, Wind, and Fire on Saturday night for donors at John Paul Jones Arena, and that was a lot of fun. Anyway, we're glad that you joined us.
Now, did you go to that concert?
I certainly did.
You did?
I never missed an opportunity like that. That's too good.
I missed Saturday, but was there Sunday for the basketball game. At any rate, this is indeed is Hobbo. Another great show tonight. We'll be joined shortly by former UVA terrific guard, Dr. Robert Stokes. He'll be discussing the basketball team and the season to date and looking ahead to the Duke game and the rest of the regular season and the tournaments. And then, as Frank may have indicated, Chris Wright, our friend, executive editor of The Saber, will join us second half hour, and we'll probably be talking little hoops with him, but we'll also be talking football because the Virginia football schedule was released by the ACC office today, and it looks pretty brutal to me, but that's just Jim looking at it. You know, I don't know how Coach London and his staff look at it, but it looks like it's going to be a challenging schedule. But as they say, with challenge comes opportunity. So hopefully the football team will be able to take advantage of that. Our friend Chris Sill is not able to be here tonight, so Frank will tell you how to follow the show.
Who's Talking is streaming live on sportsradio910.com and thesaber.com. We encourage everyone to post comments via Facebook. Search Who's Talking and become a fan. All previous shows are archived on thesaber.com. Or tonight you can call in 345-0910. 345-0910. Throw your questions at us. And between Hobbo, Bobby Stokes, and myself, I'm pretty certain we've either seen it, heard it, or discussed it at some point in time. Anyway, we're glad you joined us. Also, we encourage our fans to download the iHeartRadio app, which is free, and you can listen live on your smartphone. So multiple ways to catch the show, either live or archived on thesaber.com.
Yeah, if you have a question, call in. We will answer it with absolute conviction, even though we may not be right.
Tag on right.
We're happy to. But, man, basketball, as Frank indicated, Virginia surged in the second half after Georgia Tech closed within five with 13:48 to go. Akeel Mitchell made a couple of free throws. Joe Harris made a jump shot on the ensuing possession. Virginia was up nine and off to the races and coasted to a very comfortable win, as Frank said. A little bit of revenge for that disappointing loss down in Atlanta 2 or 3 weeks ago on a Sunday, Super Sunday, whenever that was. But you look at the stat sheet, just terrific. Virginia shoots 54% for the game, six threes. Taylor Barnett comes in the second half, knocks down three. Nine different guys had at least 10 minutes. So using a lot of players, getting production from virtually everybody, one, two, three, four people in double figures. But as I told you earlier on the phone, I thought Jontel Evans played as well yesterday as I've ever seen him. He had 10 points, 5 of 7 from the field, 8 assists, no turnovers. Just a terrific game.
And his management of the late in the shot clock possessions was just amazing.
And then, you know, he made that one pull-up jump shot from about 17 feet and gave the old fist pump. I don't know if that showed up on TV or not, but he was very proud of himself for making that jump shot.
And with all that said, Akil Mitchell, 18 points, a new career high against ACC opponents. This was the 20th time this season he has had double digits. Joe Harris, 15 points. This was the 24th time this season. So the two third-year players have come through in a big way this season, and this is their team, and they continue to lead the way. And I think you've just got to marvel at how far Akil Mitchell has come.
Yeah, and not only did he have 18 points, but 8 of 9 from the floor. I'm trying to think of the shot he may have missed.
He had a little dipsy-do move, and he was surprised because he got no contact. And it's all of a sudden he was floating in the air to the right of the basket, and he shot it off the backboard a little too hard.
Okay. Well, yeah, he did have a lot of close-in opportunities, but much of that was from either Jontel Evans making terrific passes or other teammates. But let's go ahead and maybe try to get Bobby Stokes on the line. I'll give a little introduction. Bobby was a guy that I was involved with the recruiting of him many years ago, just a terrific young man. Played outstanding basketball at Virginia 1976 through 79, played on the 76 ACC championship team, played, of course, in 1977. They went back to the title game of the ACC tournament and lost. Just a terrific guy and a nice part of the story. Not only was he obviously a good athlete, but a good student as well, and goes on to med school and becomes Dr. Stokes. And I always tell people I sort of take indirect credit for Ricky, since, you know, I figure if Bobby didn't come, Ricky wouldn't have come either. So the Stokes brothers performed well there in the late 70s, early 80s for Virginia basketball. Bobby, do we have you on the line?
Yes, you do.
All right. How about this basketball team? You know, the one question I want to talk a little bit about the development of Jontel Evans from your perspective.
He's been pretty amazing over the last 3 years. I mean, this year he's just culminated with putting all the skills together. I mean, before he was fast and he was explosive, but he, you know, got into situations where he couldn't get the ball where it's supposed to be, or he tried an errant shot. Now he's developed to a point where he's using that speed, he's blowing by people. He's more under control, you know, he can pass the ball, and now he's even developed a little dipsy-do close-in shot that you have to go,
Yeah, he's amazing, and yesterday, as we were discussing at the opening of the show, 8 assists, 0 turnovers, that looks like a line from your career.
Yeah, but we, back then we moved the ball a whole lot slower than they do now, and that's pretty amazing. I mean, that's what I said. I think his maturity and his level of play has escalated over the last bunch of years, and especially this year. He seems to be more focused, more under control. He knows where people are. He's able to get them the ball, and he's also able to, you know, score a little bit around the basket too.
Yeah, the other guy that Frank mentioned that has really developed this year is Akil Mitchell. I think, you know, sometimes we almost take Akil for granted. Yesterday, another day, 18 points, 8 rebounds, 8 of 9 from the field. Just a terrific performance by the big guy.
Oh, just a definitely solid game. I mean, he has developed also, even from beginning of the year to now, he has really developed well. And I think he said it best. I was listening to a TV show after the game, and he says he knows what he needs to do and he believes in the system. And he plays within the system as opposed to trying to do something or too much on his own, that he really now knows what it's about and believes in the system, which I think is shows a lot of maturity.
I'll let Frank jump in here in a minute. One more question. We're visiting, by the way, with Bobby Stokes, former Virginia point guard, I guess you'd call yourself, back in the day. You know, you played in a number of big games, including two ACC championship games. As a player, or as the players on this team get ready for Thursday night, talk a little about a bit about the emotion going into a big game like this and how you prepare as a player.
Well, you know, again, for us way back when, I think it was a little different in that, you know, we had to win the tournament to advance to the next level. So I think, you know, pressure-wise, everybody wants to do well in the in this tournament. But back then, I think it meant a whole lot more to us because either that you win or you go home for sure. I think as you get ready for the tournament, you just play one game at a time. You can't look forward to two games down the road or the championship. You just have to play one game at a time, and it's all about tempo. It's all about execution. And it's all about believing. And I think if you got those three things, that you can go pretty far. And I think that's what happened to us. We had a game plan. We executed a game plan. We believed in ourselves when some people didn't believe in us. And, you know, we just executed and played well. And that culminated with us winning the championship.
Bobby, this is Frank. Thank you for joining us tonight. Look at it. One other player on the team, Joe Harris. He's drawing a lot of attention these days, not only from the opponents, but also I think some NBA scouts are starting to look at Joe Harris. He just moved into 38th on the all-time scoring list for UVA. Interestingly enough, he's only about 700 points behind Wally Walker, who is one of your teammates. Talk a little bit about some of the things you might see in Joe Harris that might lead you to think that he can lead Virginia to the NCAAs not only this year, but the great expectations for next year. And are there any similarities between Joe Harris and Wally Walker?
I think what we can look for in him is a couple of things. One, he lets the game come to him. He doesn't try to force the issue. He's good on he's proven to people now that he can score on a dribble. And not just a stand-up shooter, but his range goes from underneath the basket to way beyond the three-pointer. So I think, you know, he's a different player than Wally. I mean, Wally was great. I mean, no ifs, ands, or buts about it. I think Joe has also good defensive skills also. I mean, he's a great defender on top of playing on the offensive end, so he gets them both ways. Wally wasn't the best defensive player in the world, but and I guess that's why he had us, but he was the best shooter I've ever seen at the clutch, you know, when things really needed to be scored. You could always look for Wally to do something. I think Joe had the same kind of thing. When it looks like UVA is down and he needs somebody to score to, he can find a way to score or dish it off to somebody else who can score.
You know, I remember back in the 70s there, Wally had a really nice long outside shot where he would bank it off the glass. You almost don't see anybody today that uses the glass outside of like 8 feet or something. Why has that changed so much? I mean, today it's all about the rim, right?
Right. It's all about the rim, and I just think the game has changed. You know, with the invention of the three-point line and three-pointer, people are beginning to spread out a little bit more, shoot a, you know, straight at the rim as opposed to back in the day when, you know, a 10-footer was the same thing as a 20-footer. And so you end up doing a lot around the basket, getting a little angles. And so I think the game has made people less likely to do those bank shots. I think the last big person that you really think about a bank shot is Tim Duncan.
He's in the pros now,
but hardly anybody you see pros now do a bank shot.
I think a lot of that is coaching. The coaching philosophy has changed. I think coaches used to teach kids. My guess is John Wooden taught kids to use the glass, particularly maybe 15 feet and in. I don't know that people were taught to shoot bank shots from 25 feet. That's usually by accident if that happens. But
I agree with you because I think, you know, like back then when we were going, like you said, you know, we didn't have to shoot 20 and 25 for jump shots. You know, you had to do 15 and in. And so I can remember my coach saying, you know, the way to make it go in the best is you have more angle if you use the backboard and you have a bigger way for it to go into the basket. So I think we all learned to use the backboard a whole lot more.
All right, let's Duke Thursday night. I know your brother was Coach Stokes, but everybody that plays is a coach to some degree. Do you double-team Mason Plumlee down low, or do you try to let the other guys take care of the perimeter people?
I think you got to double down on him. I think you'll have to double-team him. He's too good a player to just go one-on-one. You know, Duke can be great shooters, but they can also be not so good of shooters. And I think if I had to pick my poison, I think I would let them try to shoot outside and take our chances.
Hey, Bobby, we got to go to our first break here. Can you hang with us for a couple of minutes? And we'll bring you back on the other side and ask you a final question or two. But at any rate, you're listening to Who's Talking. It's Dr. Robert Stokes, our guest. He'll be sticking with us through the breaks. You stay tuned as well. Who's Talking? We'll be back.